Get your classroom pledge on for the pledge of the week. All you got to do is just send us an email. You can record it in the classroom, whatever you would like to do on your phone. Super simple. And then you just send it to us, pledge@jandkevin.com. Pledge@jandkevin.com. That's what Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class did at Hallett Elementary from Medical Lake.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Pittsburgh couple's dog eats $4,000 in cash.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin, hello. News is brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Jay, how long have you had the underwear that you're wearing today?
6 months, maybe.
Oh, wow. You got some fresh ones on, buddy. That's pretty new.
Yeah.
How long do you think you keep your underwear?
That's a good question. I don't, maybe, I'm going
to
say.
It's hard to know, right?
2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. You are above average, Jay.
I have a wife, Kevin.
The average man keeps his under, Steve, let's ask him who does not have a wife. I don't have one either. Steve, how are those yes, underwear? Kevin. What are you wearing?
These I think are relatively new.
Okay.
I've had them for a couple years.
Relatively new, couple years.
I mean,
how long do you think you keep your underwear? Any idea?
Oh, I've had some. Boy, they're, yeah. Five plus.
Probably because they're so expensive.
7 years on average.
7 years?
Yes. I have some that are probably 10.
Men tend to hang on to their underwear for an average of 7 years. And 22% of men admitted to wearing the same pair of underwear multiple days in a row.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's
I will only do that maybe like on a weekend if I, you know, don't shower and I end up, and I'm not going anywhere or doing anything.
Just
then maybe
around the house.
I'll leave the undies on from the day before.
Just sitting in your own filth.
Yeah, but boy, I can't imagine going without. I mean, I could imagine going without. I can't imagine.
What's happening?
Not changing. I would rather, okay, let's ask that question. If you have no clean underwear.
Got it.
Would you rather go with a pair that you had already worn or none at all?
Already worn.
Really? Okay. Yeah. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
I would go with none.
Would you rather
and
have
I can
to
prove
wear.
It to you right now.
No, I'm good. Would you rather.
Oh, no.
I'm totally fine. Would you rather wear the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row or the same socks 2 days in a row?
Same socks. I do it all the time.
Yeah, same socks.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. You're so Mr. Sweaty Foot over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I've worn socks like 5 days in a row.
Same, Steve. These socks that I have on today, wow. I guarantee you I have worn. I didn't wear them Saturday because I wore dress socks. But other than that, I've worn them probably 4 or 5 days.
I'll change my socks midday.
And I will tell you, if I took these off right now and put them in your face, they don't smell bad.
Yeah, right.
They don't.
Well, first of all, if you put them in my face, it'll be the last thing you ever do.
Oh, really?
Second of all, like a fun challenge.
Do it. Okay. Wait, you don't, but I thought you didn't want him. Why were you chanting, Jay? I thought you didn't want him
it's
to do it.
It's all fun for the radio.
Okay.
All fun for the radio. Well, he didn't want to do it until he realized there was a chance to fight to the death.
It was a chance.
That sounds kind of fun.
Actually, the chant sounded more fun, and I just wanted to join in. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of us.
One of us. One of us.
Yeah, so there it is. Men, congratulations. Underwear.
You smell bad.
On average.
You smell bad.
7 years.
7 years, a long time. I mean, isn't there just holes?
I mean, I feel like I probably have underwear that are, so I would have to think back. Do I have any of the underwear? I've been single now for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any underwear from when I was married? The answer is probably yes, but they're not the ones I ever wear. Because
well, what are you doing with them?
I have like, Steve, I have some underwear I need to get rid of. Today I have a pair on that I cannot stand. They don't fit right.
Yeah, that's just,
they're uncomfortable.
That's the dumbest thing
ever.
But
I had nothing else clean because I have a couple pair of underwear that have ripped and I need to get new ones.
Yeah.
I'm in desperate need of new underwear and it's just, I never think to go do it.
It's literally the dumbest thing ever.
I have some pulled up on Amazon right now. But the problem is, I like a certain kind,
mm-hmm.
and every once in a while, they look like they're the same, and then you get them, and they're
not,
and then they just go in the drawer.
Yeah.
There's three pairs over in the right corner, just buried,
and you're like,
that
just,
I'll never wear.
Well, I'll keep those, and even though you're like, every time you put them on, these are stupid, I'm not wearing these anymore, and then what do? You wash them, you fold them, you put them back in the drawer.
And today, I would have gone without any underwear, except for the
underwear.
Fact that, under my sweatpants, except for the fact that I have a doctor's appointment. And I don't know why. I was just like, what if they asked me to pull my pants down?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I said, how are you doing? And then these were the messages. This is my last week. Second message. Okay, make sure she pees and poops. Make sure you do too.
Oh, no.
Kevin James.
Third message. Shoot, that was from my husband. Sorry.
What?
What in the world?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
We have the secret sound coming up in about 4 minutes here or so. Oh, it's a secret. Oh, I'm sorry.
Gosh, you're
very loud.
Yelling about it.
Very loud.
It's not the blurted out sound.
It's a secret.
Name change.
Sorry.
It's coming up, though.
Secret sound.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi, good morning, guys. I was at a local family-owned business the other day, and an older woman was at the front desk. I waited in line and there were a few people behind me. And so when I got to the desk, she just stared at me. She didn't say anything. So I started to ask her my question and she said, I'll wait. To which I said, oh, I'm sorry, wait for what? I'm confused. She said, I'll wait for you to show a little respect. At this point, I was totally confused. She looked around me and said, next person in line, please. So I just kind of stepped to the side and said, ma'am, I don't know what I did wrong. And she finally said to me, when you take your little earphone out and show some respect, I will help you.
You and your little earphone.
Now you can go to the end of the line.
Man.
I was shocked that she was so mad about me having an AirPod in one ear. I ended up leaving and not giving her my business. Is wearing an AirPod or a device to be on your phone disrespectful? Or was she just having a day? That is from Riley.
I'm going to guess it's Riley the boy because he could she could see the AirPod.
That's true. Yeah, with a girl, maybe if you
a
had
lot
longer
times,
hair, you
yeah.
couldn't see it.
A lot of times you can't
see it.
It's
a great point.
I don't know. That's just me deciphering. It might be wrong.
Detective J.
509-441-0999 to call or text. I try to take mine out. I don't always do it. But if I'm like in a conversation situation, I just take it out just so the person knows that I'm not on the phone.
Right.
But I don't know that it's disrespectful. If it's in there, you weren't in mid-conversation talking to somebody else.
Right.
I mean, someone on the text line said, it's no different than if you have your phone in your hand, but you're not on it. It's different if you had it to your ear and you were talking. But if you're not on your phone, then what's it matter? You know, that was their point. Like, well, you weren't talking to somebody else, so.
Yeah, and I think the thing is, obviously she sounds like she's a little older. Carly says, it felt like a strong assumption on her part.
For sure.
That you were currently listening to something. And that, you weren't listening to her.
Right.
Which is, I get it. If it's like, if you're clearly on the phone talking to someone, that's different. But I'm with you, Jay. I usually try to take mine out and I wear AirPods all the time, but I try to take it out because I can't hear.
Yes,
that's my problem.
I understand what you're saying.
If there's something in my ear, I'm just like, wait, what?
Right.
Excuse me? Yeah.
I don't know, I'll leave
it in once in a while, I guess.
I know some people will leave it in all the time and it doesn't affect them. And that's, I think for the most part, that's probably fine. I take mine out for a couple of reasons. One, it just eliminates any confusion of, hey, are you talking to me? You know, like around here, if I walk in over to promotions and I start having a conversation, they'll look at me for a second like, "There, are you talking to me?" So I'll just pull it out of my ear. Now, a lot of times you'll take it out of your ear and now what? Now it's in your hand. You're like, and I'm going to, hopefully I don't lay that down somewhere.
Yeah, and again, if you're in the middle of a phone conversation, I feel like that's a different
situation. That one's way worse. The phone at your ear and you're like at the check line or something and you never even acknowledge the checker. I mean, that's kind of weird. I don't know.
Or even if you have the AirPod in and you're talking to someone else while you're checking out.
Yeah.
I could get how they think that's rude. But if you're not chatting with somebody at that moment, it doesn't seem...
Why would you wear it, Kevin, if you're not on the phone? I feel like maybe that's what the lady at the counter was thinking.
Right. I never use it to talk on the phone. Rarely.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me, I'm just listening to something. Sure. And of course I pause it.
Which could be just as rude.
For sure.
You know, if you're not paying attention.
If you're not paying attention.
But also didn't give this person a chance to to pay attention or not.
And I don't even, I just.
Just right off the bat. Well, when you're respectful.
Have it pause so that I can hear what I'm doing.
Sure, but otherwise you're not going to be able to hear. Yeah.
It is. Most people are saying she was definitely out of line from a customer service standpoint. Yes, it's annoying, but it's also her job to help you. She could have rolled her eyes internally and still assisted.
There you go. That's what you do. In your inner voice, you just can say all the bad things you want.
You roll your eyes internally.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think I've heard that one before. I like it.
That's great.
Brett says, what business? This sounds like a place I used to work. He wants to know.
Brett wants confirmation of the place he used to work.
I think I know this
lady. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, the comments can continue on our Facebook page, Jay and Kevin Show. Secret Sound is up next. Oh, is that too loud?
That was fun. Because it's next.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I wonder if you speak a little higher, like up here.
That's not what Steve's voice sounds like.
Kevin James.
Hey, help me try this. Hey, the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, I could go all day like that.
It feels like it doesn't dry your throat out.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, boy.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Bobby.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What's going on this morning? Anything exciting?
I'm hopefully winning this finally.
Let's go. I love that. Have you taken a peek at the wrong answers?
Yes, I have.
Very good. Very good. Okay. How about all the clues we've given on this? A lot of clues. Have you stayed up with the... No, that's mean. I can't even do that.
I was going to say, I just checked.
I can't fool you. You're paying attention.
Not a clue yet.
Not a clue yet. All right. Well, let's see how much we're playing for today.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is...
$684.
$684, a nice little chunk of change, Bobby, don't you think?
It is. Okay. Yes, I do.
Well, let's see how we do here. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Here's the secret sound.
Bobby, for $684, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it closing a file cabinet drawer?
Don't think we've had that guest yet, have we?
No.
Closing a file cabinet drawer. That is incorrect. Dang it. Bobby, we're going to qualify for the $100 gift card just for playing the game. And we'll add your guest to the wrong answers, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate you playing. And that means the progressive jackpot gets bigger and bigger.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
Better be over 690 or I'm going to get the banker.
$692.
Okay.
Just cleared
it. Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
We play again at 9:20 this morning, so $692 at stake. Also, we're going to get to our emails here momentarily. It's your chance to, ask us a question or a comment or whatever it might be. You can email us on the air at jandkevin.com. A lot of people also say don't have time to email, so I just text real quick. That's fine, too. And that's 509-441-0999. Now, entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
I have a couple quick ones for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you see Kathy Lee Gifford? I haven't heard that name forever.
I saw them asking her about the Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah, I've heard like two things about her in the last week, which was very unique. One of them was about Jimmy Allen. Jimmy Allen was talking to her, which I did not realize they were friends. But, you know, Jimmy Allen's sexual assault lawsuit was dropped against him. I feel like we never hear that part, right? We only hear that it happened. He lost his record deal, and Jimmy was at a bad place where he was, considering suicide, the whole deal. Just because he said, I wasn't worried about my career. I was worried about my family. Like, how am I going to take care of three kids and do all this when my life has been kind of ruined now? And he got through it. That's the good news. Whatever. But he said that Kathy Lee was one of the people that he talked to.
Wow. That's
crazy. Which, it was very weird.
Of all
and
the
now
people.
I see her today about the Golden Bachelorette, whether they want her to, whether she would do it or not.
Right.
They reached out to her and said, would you want to be the Golden Bachelorette?
Right. Would you consider it? Yeah.
She told him no. She said it doesn't work for her. Like, that concept just doesn't work for her.
You mean the whole dating a bunch of people at the same time?
I don't believe in a matter of weeks that I would fall madly in love with somebody. For me, it would never work that way.
So the show has reached out to you. Is that something that you would ever entertain if they offered it to you?
I did talk with them. They just said, listen, I can't do... You have a template that works for you guys.
Right.
It works beautifully.
But might it work for Kathy Lee Gifford?
No, it would not.
Why?
I'm not getting in the hot tub with anybody.
There is that.
I mean, there you go. She's not going to get in the hot tub with anybody.
And also, I wanted to ask if you guys saw Saturday Night Live over the weekend. It was the highest ratings they've had in over 2 years.
Oh, no.
Was it really?
Wow. Yeah. And that's Ryan Gosling was on there. And so they're giving him the credit for it.
Sure.
But the Beavis and Butthead sketch has skit. What do they call them?
Either, I think, is fine. Yeah.
That one has gone viral, and they're saying it's one of the best SNL skits of all time.
No way.
I don't know. Have you seen it?
I have not. No, but I'll look it up.
It is funny.
Wasn't Stapleton on that show, too?
Yeah, he was. He was the musical guest.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to credit him.
Go for it,
Steve. Yeah. Did you see the Beavis and Butthead bit?
I did because I saw the same. I must have seen the same thing you did because it was just all over my Facebook. People being like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
I don't think I saw that.
It is funny. And it's because they lose. The lady loses it. And then Ryan Gosling starts to lose it a little bit. But it's just a really fun. It's a funny sketch.
I love it when they crack each other up and then you can't get it back. That's a fun thing to watch.
Well, and the setup of it was perfect where... She didn't know what the people behind her looked like, Beavis and Butthead.
I see.
And when she turned and saw them for the first time.
Caught her off guard.
It was a lot.
I love that.
She couldn't take it. It's pretty funny.
I'll have to look that up.
I thought that was interesting. It was the highest ratings they had had in over 2 years.
And also announced this morning that Reba will be the host of the ACMs.
Yes.
Which is weird. It's like, how it just comes out at like 5 a.m. Oh, Reba's the host of the ACMs. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times she's done that, Kevin?
Boy, Jay, she did it for quite a while. I'm going to say this is her 14th time.
No, you're close. 17th hosting for the ACMs. I didn't realize it was that many either. I was like, holy smokes. I mean, I knew it had been quite a bit, but not that many. I mean, she's on a roll between The Voice and, doing all these other things. She's full swing. No worries about Reba retiring, looks like. Have you been watching The Voice with her on it?
Haven't.
Oh, man.
I don't know what happened where I just decided that I was going to commit to Idol this year.
It's hard to do both.
And so I'm trying to watch all Idol. And then I kind of forgot about The Voice.
Mm-hmm. It makes it kind of confusing, though, if you're watching two singing reality shows at the same time.
Yeah, that's extremely complicated.
So confusing.
All right, fine.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Cody Johnson has three nipples.
Bowl or not bowl?
Bowl.
That is bowl.
Yeah. All right.
Jelly Roll has three.
Right.
Kevin James.
I did that question yesterday, and Steve goes, well, how do you know? How do you know he doesn't have three? So then I looked around for pictures of him without his shirt on and finally found one.
Yeah, that was a good Google search.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah, right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On the air at jnkevin.com is the email address. We like to clean them up on Thursdays. Make sure we get to all that we can. Kevin, kick it off.
Now, this one came from Miranda, and she said, guys, do you post the Beat the Show clips anywhere? I was hoping to go back and listen so I could hear the end of one of Steve's questions.
It's still going. I think the question's still going.
I don't think that was part of the...
That was not part of the email, Steve.
Oh,
you're right. I added that part.
That doesn't sound right.
Do you post the Beat the Show clips anywhere?
I mean, technically, yes.
Do we, Steve?
You bet your bottom dollar.
Where can you find
it? What about your top dollar?
And your top dollar.
There
your middle dollar.
Yeah, all the dollars.
Yeah. Jay and Kevin podcast. Yeah, Jay and Kevin Show podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
It's very simple. Just go to any place you get, you know, Spotify, Apple, whatever. Just type in, you know, Jay and Kevin Show, and you will find our podcast. It's there. You would go to hour three and just, you know, jump in a little bit if you want to catch Just Beat the Show.
Yeah. Easy. Super easy. And you'll be glad you did. I know that I was trying to remember who it was that, gosh dang it, I was going to try to remember the name of the person that asked me that about, I've never listened to a podcast. I'm not even quite sure how to do it. I'm like, oh, well, what's your device like?
Yeah,
they're like, well, they had a Apple. You know, they were Apple. Hey, Apple. And so I'm like, I just like, well, there's a little icon there. It's probably already on your phone. Oh, that's what that is. Yeah, it says podcasts. So anyway, yeah.
Spotify, super simple too.
Sure.
It's one of those that I think once people try a podcast, then they realize, oh, wow, that was so easy. How have I waited this long to do
it? Jump in with both feet, I would say.
Ooh. Do it.
Noah asked this of us. My coworkers and I had a disagreement the other day when we talked about naps. I say they are great. One of the ladies that we work with says they are terrible. You guys are probably nap champs. What's your opinion on naps, Kevin?
I love them, obviously.
Does there have to be a certain amount of time?
I'm all over the place with naps. I'm trying to get better at not taking long naps.
Because
for a while, I didn't have... Like, I don't have a schedule in the afternoon, necessarily.
Sure.
Like, so much of my life, I always had something I had to do at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
so
you knew
if you were going to take a nap, it was going to be 30 minutes.
Right.
Well, I would do this thing now where I could lay down, and if I was tired, I could sleep 2.5 hours.
Sure.
And then wake up.
Do you set an alarm or something then?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I didn't
do anything. But now I'm kind of just doing the thing where it's like, yeah, I think I'm going to set an alarm or, you know, make sure I don't nap too long. Because that can kind of ruin. It doesn't ruin anything other than not being able to go to sleep.
I think the bad part about a nap would be if it's too short and you wake up, you will be groggy.
Yep.
I mean, if you're like, oh man, I fell asleep and I woke up 20 minutes later, you're like, ugh.
Favorite ones, I think that are the most refreshing are like, and this is why I used to nap in the car, where you're just so tired.
Again, for those who don't know, he's in a parking lot, parked, car not running.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
Safe.
Clarifying.
Safe napping.
Yes.
And I used to do it all the time because it was that thing of, this is when I'm tired right this second.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you just sit there and it's almost like you pass away for a while. Like you're just so, you're out.
I remember when we first started working together.
And you open your eyes and you're like, that was 18 minutes and I feel so refreshed.
Yeah, you would sleep in the parking lot. You're like, I don't even think I can drive home. I'm going to go ahead and just fall asleep right here.
It was just the best because you know what happens when you get home. You get out of the car, you go inside, you put your stuff down, you do whatever. Then you're like, okay, now I'm going to go make myself take a nap. Oh, gosh, darn it. I need to put that laundry in.
Uh-huh.
Do this. And the next thing you know, by the time you lay down and force yourself to go to sleep, somehow you're not tired.
Yeah, you missed it. Missed the window.
You got to do it
right. We've got email. We've got email. We've got email. We've got email.
Got time for one more, Kevin, relatively right. quick.
This one is from Alyssa. Alyssa, she is beautiful, by the way.
Okay.
I'm not sure that really matters, but, well, her profile picture really sticks out because you're like, wow, you are beautiful, Alyssa. And it says, hello, we would like to pay you for placing our content on your page. We would pay you $15,000 per week.
Okay.
Some of our brands are Nestle, Nike, Puma, and Nissan. Let me know if you're interested. Well, yes.
Not in her, Kevin. In the...
Hey, don't judge.
$15,000 a week, Steve? We could split that? Like, Jay could get $5,000.
Uh-huh.
I could get $8,000.
Huh.
Because I responded to her. And, Steve, you could get whatever's left. That's still a lot of money per week.
Yeah.
Do you realize what that is in a month? That's $60,000 a month, Steve.
Is that right, Jay?
We could, yeah, and we could be just like Nestle, apparently.
For letting her post stuff on our page?
Wow, okay, well.
What's she going to post?
I don't know, a Nestle, Nike, Puma, and Nissan, apparently.
Probably, I guess, yeah, wow.
I'm going to respond to
her.
Yeah,
let us know, Kevin. That seems totally legit. Completely. Huh. Also, I did want to say that Blake did text in and said, I've got two things for you. Duluth Trading for Kevin's underwear and cinnamon and sugar popcorn will change your life. Thank you, Blake.
Oh, he's had it.
Yeah. And he wasn't the only one who was in on the cinnamon sugar popcorn thing. There was multiple people who got in on that.
It does seem good.
Yeah. And apparently, so you're going to have your life changed, like literally from top to bottom with cinnamon sugar popcorn and new undies. Congrats, my friend. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.